Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Minister James Browning, and I'd like to say that I'm a spiritual warrior, beloved one, and I came here to do spiritual work on this planet. This is what I came into this realm to do. It took me some time to realize that, but I've now come full circle and understand what my purpose is here, and I'm here to do my job. I don't know if you are aware. If not, you may be asleep. There is a spiritual warfare going on between good and not so good. So I'm here to try to bring a little light, a little enlightenment, and just to be able to shine some light in this time of darkness, because darkness is trying to take our planet, but we are not going to submit to that, and we are not going to allow that to happen. We're going to do what we need to do to keep going forth and to be able to bring more light to the planet. So that's how I see my mission, and I see the ministry. This is a metaphysical spiritual ministry. That means that we have no dogma. We do not believe in traditional religion concepts, although we respect all. I don't care whether you're Christian, Muslim, Buddha, Hindu, Totus, whatever your religion following is, it's perfectly okay. I welcome you. Matter of fact, I want you, and I want you because I want you to be able to get out of the box. I don't want you to be able to have to operate from inside of a box. God is much bigger than the box. So we are not in a box anymore. So we have stepped outside of the box, and we're going to do what we need to do. Now, most of you who have been listening to me, and I truly do appreciate all my old listeners who are back and all of my new listeners who are here, but probably on this show, there's probably a lot of my old listeners, because I did put in a disclaimer on the show that if you cannot handle the truth, don't listen. And I'm not upset for anyone who's not, because sometimes the truth is, everyone is not ready for the truth. And I have come to full understanding about that. And I'm okay with that. You know, it's a target market, and some people who are ready for the truth will be here, and those who are not will not be here. And that's okay. That's a good thing. Okay, because we are going to dive into some deep truths today. And those who are faint of heart would not be able to handle it. Matter of fact, they'd probably run and scream, "This man is crazy. He's crazy. This is a crazy minister." Okay, so guys, I welcome all of you here, because one of my sayings is, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. So if you're on the air today and you're listening, that means that you are ready for the truth and you want to hear the truth as it is. And I speak the truth based on the spirit that flows through me and based on the knowledge the Creator has given me. I'm just a vessel, beloved ones. I don't claim to have all the answers, and I definitely don't know all the things. Matter of fact, probably the knowledge I have, you can put it on the head of a pin, okay? Because there's so much vast knowledge out here and so much stuff going on. But I am fortunate and blessed that the Creator has decided to use me as a vessel to deliver what I came to do. We all came here with a purpose and a message. So that's what I'm doing, is what I am supposed to deliver, okay? You know, and most of you also know that I don't really get into politics. I'm not a big part, although I take that back. I am deeply in politics, but I don't try to not to intertwine it with my spiritual shows and spiritual work, and I try to keep it kind of different. But especially since I'm going to be talking about Jesus today, who was a revolutionary being himself, I can kind of feel okay stepping into this realm for today. And at some time I find that it gets a little intertwined. Today is one of them days where it's a little intertwined, because it seems as if it's almost like Groundhog Day, isn't it, beloved ones? This time last week I spoke to you, and we were talking about another incident that happened to an unarmed black man. And there's times, there's things happening, beloved ones, and it is not comfortable. It doesn't feel good, and I can't tell you that it feels good. I just thank God that I'm able to see the bigger picture. but I know a lot of people are hurting, and my heart goes out to the families of what's going on and what's happening and what's really taking place out there in the universe and what's really happening. Beloved ones, there is a shift taking place on the planet, okay? There's a shift taking place. We are actually moving from three-dimensional to fifth-dimensional beings. And in order for this to happen, and it's hard for some of us to understand, there has to be upheaval on the planet. That means that there has to be change taking place. There has to be change. And sometimes change is not easy. And change very seldom is easy. Because sometimes people have to sacrifice. Sometimes people have to be willing to go the extra yard to help bring about change. And we are definitely changing and shifting. But I can tell you that once we get through this upheaval that we're experiencing, and it's going to go on for a little while because things are shifting and changing, we are going to be okay. You're going to be happy and blessed that you were able to make the transition of being from one side to the other. You see, beloved ones, none of you who are here or listening on this line are here by accident. You chose to be here at this particular time. You have chose to be here at this particular time because you have something to bring and something to add, and it's all about what's going on in your spirit. It was a necessity for you to be here this time because this is a growth for your spirit, because if it wasn't meant for you to be, you would have left the planet. So everyone is here is meant to be here. And everyone who is leaving them because it's time for them to go also, okay? But we're going to keep going forward and doing what we need to do, all of us who are here, to get our lessons, because planet Earth is school. You did not come here to stay here, beloved one. And there are some of us beings who have been here for a long, long time. And there's some of us have been here for hundreds of years, and there's some beings in the Himalayas has been here for thousands of years. So immortality, I don't know. Maybe you can stay here forever. I don't know. But I know that the average life here in America is not that long, and when you think about it in the moment of things. So some of us come here to get our lessons, and we do what we need to do, and we come back if we need to, or we transition and go to a higher state of awareness or a higher state of consciousness, or whatever it is. But anyway, this transaction that we are going through is temporary, beloved ones. So hold your hats, hold your hearts. You know, and the Bible said, judge not that ye be judged. You can't understand. There's no way with your earthly understanding and intellect you can understand what's transpiring on the planet right now. It's impossible to do it because, you know, it's just too much stuff happening. We're in a pandemic, and then we got murders going on by people who you think that should be protecting us are not protecting us. And so it's really confusing. But like I say, there is a bigger picture, and I want you to be able to break, because that will give you a better understanding, and it won't make you feel so frustrated with the situation going on, because if you understand that the system has to change, and change is not easy, and change has to come. And so, you know, and understand that regardless of how we see it, everything is in divine order. You know, God takes ordinary people to do extraordinary things here on the planet. And so I just got to take my hearts and hands off to Brother George Floyd, who, as we know, were murdered. But Brother George had an assignment, and Brother George took his assignment, and he said yes to doing the work that he had to do. And thank God that he did do the work, because he is helping to bring the change. When have you seen the cooperation with young black people, young white people, young Asian people, young Indian people, and all over the planet? This is just not happening here in America, beloved one. This is much bigger than just America. This is a worldwide movement, because the whole earth change is shifting, and that's why it has to take here. Now, I'm not saying that George Floyd was another Martin Luther King. I'm not saying he was another Gandhi. I'm not saying he was another Jesus. But I do say that George had a purpose, and George fulfilled his purpose. So understand and know, although you know the family is hurting and the family is going through, but I even think the family now beginning to understand what their family member's purpose was. George came here to bring about a change, and a mighty change. Mighty change. This beloved brother came here to help shift all of us to a higher state of consciousness. And I'm sure that he was not aware of it, or he may have been aware of it, because that's an assignment that one may not take if he knew that that was his assignment. Of course, I believe that before we incarnate, we make certain decisions and we make certain contracts with other souls to show up at certain times in our lives to help fulfill the purpose that we have to do. That's why when you see things happening and you don't understand it, don't judge it, because you don't know the contract. You don't know what's really happening between those two souls and why it's happening at the matter it is, but knowing that everything is in divine order. So Brother George came here to change humanity and change the concept. So again, I say thank you, Brother George, for doing your assignment and accepting your assignment as you are. You are a beautiful soul. Okay? Well, beloved ones, before we get into today's talk too much more further, I want to be able to do prayer, because I want to be able to bring spirit into to help us to be able to go to the next level here, because what we're going to dive into today is going to be really, really strange. And I don't really, really intense, and I'm not going to rush this show, so more than likely it's going to be a two-part show. If we're able to get through it, good. If not, we will continue it on the next show, because what I'm going to share with you today, beloved ones, is going to be really something that we all need to be able to understand to help us to be able to grow in consciousness and be aware. Like I said, I know that most of the people here that are listening, if even people who weren't conscious and spiritual and understand metaphysics, they probably got off of the line, because this is for people who are on the path, people who want to take it to the next level and understand what's happening here, okay? So this is a conscious growing path. Because one of my two things is when the students are ready to teach it, will appear. So we're all in the right place where we need to be, and we're all being shown what we need to do. So let's do prayer before we go on. Beloved Father, Mother God, we give gratitude and thanks for this most auspicious day. We thank you, God, for just giving us life this morning. We thank you for giving us consciousness and awareness of who and whom we are. We know that the I Am Present, which is inside of us, which is the spirit of you, God, that is just like a wave within the ocean, you are inside of. We are part of you. We are not detached from you. We are that energy. We are made in your image, and we are made in your spiritual image, and you are with us, and you are guiding us, and you are showing us and teaching us every day how to sustain and how to develop our consciousness. So we're praying to God today that you give us mind-opening understanding and awareness to what it is that we are to embrace today and to be able to bring into our state of consciousness to help us to grow, that we understand that every day is a growth day here on planet Earth. So today we're opening ourselves up for growth to be able to move forward and be able to live in that state of higher consciousness and become aware. We're understanding that we're shifting. So we just need to be aware of what's going on around us. And so we give praise and thanks, God, for opening up the doors. We thank you, God, for divine health and our physical temples. We thank you that our temples are strong and that we are moving forth, and you blew breath in us today because we had a purpose to fulfill. So we thank you, God. We thank you for divine prosperity, God. We thank you that all of our physical and needs will be met, because you are the source of all, and that we just need to tap in to understand that abundance is plentiful in the universe, and that we have the right and the divine spirit to bring about all those things inside of our life, and we utilize and we tap into that energy. we think about divine understanding, the divine relationship, that we bring the people into our lives that we need to have in our lives, and their relationships will feather and grow and become more stronger, and we will begin to utilize your law of attraction to bring about those things we need in our lives, and we will continue to grow in the matter that we need to do. So today, God, I thank you for using me as a vessel to bring your word to God. And I always say, more of you, more of you, more of you, and less to me. So I thank you, God. And we just give credit and thanks, and so it is. Amen. Thank you, beloved ones, for being with me and enjoying that prayer today. And today's show, what do you really know about Jesus? Because I'm here to tell you, beloved ones, there's a lot to know. And unfortunately, most of us only know about Jesus based on what we learn in Sunday school and what we learn in the traditional church. And there's no, you know, no fault, no blame, not putting anyone down, but you only know what you know when you know it. And this is what you grew up. Most of us grew up in traditional churches, and we grew up in understanding, you know, hey, we're told that, you know, Jesus came here and that he died on the cross and he died for our sins, and that was the story. And the life of Jesus, we heard about a few years or so when he was a kid, and then he shows up again 30 years later, and he was crucified and died on the cross, and then this big movement started after him. But, beloved ones, I'm here to tell you there's a whole nother shift of things that happened to get Jesus from where he was as a child to the next level. And that's the thing that we're going to talk about today, and we're going to have a full understanding of who Jesus was and who he what he came here truly to do, not what you've been told and led to be. And I'm not blaming anyone. I'm not blaming the church leaders, most of them, especially in traditional churches. They were only teaching you what they knew. Now, there are some in the hierarchy of the, I'm talking about in Rome and some of those higher things, they knew the truth and they understand the truth, but they didn't want you to have the truth. They keep the truth from you because they know once you became truthful about what you know and what you were aware about, that you would be able to begin to take control and destiny of your life. And they wanted to be able to keep you in bondage and to be able to not allow you to have understanding. But we are out of the box now, and we're not going back. Like I said earlier, this is a spiritual and manifested teaching. So we're going to talk about those things from a spiritual aspect. And we're ready. So we accept the things that are coming our way. See, I believe that God wants us to be aware. God wants us to be conscious of what it is that he has done, what he is doing in our lives, and that we have to open ourselves up so that we can be more receptive to the teachings of beloved I Am Presence. You know what? Before I did this, when I got into doing this subject to talk about Jesus, because this is a deep one, because people are so you know, wrapped up around the subject, I really had to think about it, and I almost hesitate doing it because, you know, I kept saying to myself, can I really, you know, give a full understanding and really be able to present this information to the masses because of what they have been taught? They have been taught to live in this little box and to have a very small concept of who Jesus really was and where they read it. And to bring that message. But Spirit told me, give the message. There are people who are ready, and there are people who can accept it, and people who want to know the truth. And so that's why I'm doing it. It took me a lot. I had to go through a lot of resources, beloved ones, to be able to get to do this message. I mean, I researched it and took a lot of time to dive into different things and different sources. And it was mind-blowing. I mean, some of the things that I read some of the things I was aware of, you know, I was even kind of hesitating myself because I too came up out of the old school. I came up out of a traditional Baptist church. So my neural and perspectiveness was very limited to understanding conscious things and understanding spirituality and metaphysics in that level. So I, too, had a very limited conscious understanding about it. But thank God that I was able to break through and be able to really understand more of the true teachings of the beloved Christ. First of all, let's begin with understanding who Jesus really was. First of all, his name was not Jesus. His name was Joseph ben Joseph. Joshua ben Joseph was Jesus' name. Hey, guys, you may want to grab a pen, too, because I got some things here that I want you to write down and some things I want you to take. Because you know what? I don't want you to take my word for this necessarily. I want you to do your own research. So I tell you this stuff so you can research it. And then if you find that what I wasn't telling you was true, hey, send me a letter. Say, hey, minister, you are out of your mind. That ain't no way that what you got. I don't mind, okay? But I want you to be aware that, you know, I do the research just like you do, and I open myself up for spirit. A lot of the things that come to me, a lot of things that I speak to you just come to me. Because, I mean, I open myself up to spirit, and spirit uses me as a vessel to bring things to, okay? So, let's go on. Like I said, Joshua ben Joseph was Jesus' name, and he was born in Bethlehem. And at that time, Bethlehem was located in the central bank of Palestine, okay? And Jesus was born in 4 B.C., April 4 B.C., Now, how in the heck did we get from April to December is a whole nother deal. You see, this December 25th birth is a pagan deal. They were able to tie in this whole aspect of Jesus and St. Nicholas and this whole deal, and it was all about a money thing, beloved ones. I'm telling you straight up, okay? It's Jesus was not born in December 25th. That's a bunch of crap, okay? He was born in April. I don't know the exact day, but he was not born December 25th. Okay, that's a man-made thing, and they intertwine that. Now, Jesus had very unique parents as well. His parents were very special, very, very special people to have given him and to be able to provide him with the necessary teachings that he needed. Because, see, when Jesus came here as an author. He came here as an author. He was able to, and that means he came here with special gifts. Being an author, he was born as a deity. And his physical body, he took on a physically earthly body to order to do what he needed to do. Okay, so his physical body, beloved one, was the same as yours and mine. So he had nothing, there was nothing special inside of his body that was different from you and I. And his spirit and his energy and everything, his mind was the same as the mind that we had. The same spirit that lived in you and I lived in Jesus. Now, but I wanted to let you know that he came as an altar into the earthly plane. Okay? And he that was what he choose to have done, because that was part of his purpose. He understood that, and he knew that he had a mission. But just like we all have a mission and all have a purpose, when we come through the birth canal, for some reason, that purpose is diminished to us. And we have to be able to grow and understand, to be able to get to that level of having full understanding of what it is we came here to do. Now, let's talk a little bit about the lineage of who Jesus were, because it's important. You know, we all have a lineage. We have people, blood, and things that come bloodlines, is what I call it. Jesus came from a bloodline. Jesus came from a very royal bloodline. Jesus came from the bloodline of King David. So I don't know how many generations back it was, but Jesus' bloodline came out of King David. And I'm not going to try to find out all the people between Jesus and King David. That's a little bit much research. But that is the fact that he did come from that bloodline, and that also influenced some of the things that in way that he thought, too, because there's power in the bloodline, beloved one. I know you have heard about people things happening and people doing things, and it affects generations and generations and generations down. It does. And you can see it today that what you do can have a direct effect on your children and on your grandchildren. We see it happening on all levels. We've seen it happen from many days back, what happened. We've seen it happen in the Kennedy family. We've seen it happen, and even in the present situation, with our leadership of today, they may think they're getting away, but they're not, beloved one. The universal law will be there, and we'll get them too. They may not feel the effects of what they're doing, but it will get paid off in their children, their grandchildren, and maybe even their grandchildren. So the effect is yours. That's why God said, vengeance is mine. You don't have to worry about judging or getting even with nobody. The universe will do it for you. You just keep living your life and doing what you need to do to make yourself better. Okay? So, now, Jesus, just like we all, Jesus had a grandmother. And basically, much of what I'm going to be talking to you about is coming from the actual mouth of Jesus' grandmother. Yes, Jesus had a grandmother. Her name was Saint Anna. You may want to write that down because I want you to Google that. I want you to go and find out about Saint Anna, because what I'm going to tell you probably wouldn't do justice as to who she was and what she was able to do. Saint Anna, she lived with Jesus during his whole life period. Matter of fact, she lived to a ripe age of 650 years old, and she probably could have lived on longer if she chose to. But she lived to be a 650 years old, and she played a very significant role in what Jesus did and how he was able to do it. Matter of fact, St. Anna was one of his first teachers. Now, Luke in the Bible, who was a physician, was supposed to deliver Jesus, but something happened, and Luke got tied up, and he couldn't do the delivery. So Jesus' grandmother, Anna, actually did the delivery for her daughter, Mary, and brought Jesus into the earth realm. It was her hands that brought him into the earth realm. Okay? So grandma was just pure awesome, man. She was something to behold. Just like a lot of us experienced our grandmothers. And I know most of you who have raised by your grandmothers or had your grandmothers to be very dominant in your life, know they were awesome people. Well, guess what? Jesus' grandmother was awesome also. She was quite amazing lady. And so Jesus grew up in a circle of friends. And like I said, no one called him Jesus. They called him Yahshua ben Joseph. You know, this thing, Jesus was not even mentioned till years after Jesus had left the planet. No one knew, you know, that was his name. And that was what we was calling Yahshua ben Joseph, okay? And this community. And Jesus and his grandmother, who spent a lot of her time, even before she became Jesus' grandmother, she spent a lot of time in Egypt and in India, because she went to the wisdom schools, the knowledge schools in Egypt. For all of you who metaphysical students know that Egypt and India in the East is where a lot of the wisdom come from. A lot of the old wisdom and knowledge is deep embedded into India and Egypt. So this is where Jesus' grandmother got most of her knowledge and understanding. She even went to some other places. She even went to a more advanced civilization. I'm not going to get too deep into that, but she even traveled beyond some things here on the earthly realm. Okay, so she was well aware and well conscious of what was going on in the world, in the universe. Okay, now she was very, very special, as I said. Now let's talk a little bit about Mary. Mary Ann was her name. Mary Ann was didn't have a normal birth either. She was not conceived, but in a normal way. She was born here on the light, as same as Jesus were. She came on a light ray. She was impregnated on the light. Okay. Now, her name before she became Jesus' mother, her actual name was Hismerian, and she actually worked. She worked with Saint Anna in the temples in Egypt. She was there with her, and they were teaching together. They were teaching together, and they became part of a group there. Now, what Hismerian did, she was conscious and aware of what she needed to do. So she made her transition without a normal death. She just left the planet. And the reason she left, because she went back to where she needed to go in order to prepare herself to be able to bring beloved Jesus into the earth realm. So she left to go to prepare her body to be able to come back to that. Now, the guy that, am I losing you now? Okay, so Mary's original name was Hismerian, okay, before she became Marianne. She only became Marianne on her second birth. And then when she came back as Marianne, she came back through Anna, Saint Anna. That was her mother at that time, the same lady that she worked with in the temple. So she came back through her, and she was very, very powerful, and she also came in on the light. So she was not, when she came back in the light. That's how she was brought back into Anna, okay? So she came back, like I said, she was a very special person as well, and she was very enlightened, and she was very, very there. And she were initiated, too. She, too, was part of that bloodline, that royal bloodline that came in from David. So she was highly elevated as well and very in tune to what she needed to be in tune to. Now, let's just talk a little bit about Joseph, who was very special as well. See, Joseph was special as well. Mary it was special because she brought her avatar back into the earthly realm, so we know that she was special. But Joseph, too, was special. And Joseph was able to... When Mary Ann was conceived, it was done in the temples in Egypt. And it was done with the archangels. Four archangels came to planet Earth in order to be able to do this, to bring and impregnate her through the light, to be able to bring in the soul of beloved Jesus, who came to do the mission he had to do. They did the initiation. And when the initiation was done, Joseph was there. He was in the temple when the initiation took place. So he was well aware of what was happening, and he was well aware that it was what the whole activity was taking place. So he had no reason to be upset about anything. He just went along with what was going on because he knew it was for a higher purpose and higher good. And he was able to be there when this whole thing was happening. And that was an amazing aspect as well. Now, along with Jesus's grandmother, once Jesus came and was born, and you all know the story about Jesus being born in the manger and that whole aspect, and that the king of that time was very upset because he had some insight. I think some astrologers had told him that a special being was coming onto the earth realm, and the king became fearful because he thought this child was coming to take over his realm and reign. So he wanted to have him demolished. He wanted to, and they killed a lot of children trying to catch up with Jesus. So, but what his parents did, they took him, they left, and they went to Egypt. They went to different places in order to be able to avoid that incident that happened. Now, like I said, Jesus' grandmother, while they was outside of that area, she took him to the temples. She started taking him to the temples in Egypt and started getting him prepared for his purpose and getting him prepared to do what he needed to do. And so while they were in Egypt, that happened, as well as when his father, Joseph, who was Joseph, took him to the ashrams in India. He took him to the ashrams in Egypt. Baba Jah was the yogi that he used. And this was a very powerful yogi. Hopefully I'm pronouncing right, Baba Jah. And he were an elevated yogi that Joseph took him to. His temple was great. Matter of fact, this yogi is a yogi who taught Parinanda. Parinanda Honda was taught by this yogi that Joseph taught Jesus' father, and also taught Jesus a lot of things about how to live in that spiritual realm as well. Okay? So now we're getting really deep, because Jesus now is outside of the country, and he's traveling into these different areas and becoming very aware and very conscious of a lot of things that's happening, okay? Because of the teachings that he's bringing about. See, and just look up Baba Jah. It's BABBABAJJI. Do some research. I did that, and he was amazing. He was amazing, beloved one. And being in his temple was something very special to be. Matter of fact, Joseph, Jesus' father, made his transition in this ashram. He left the planet in the ashram, and from what it was told, it was a sight to behold when he left the earth realm and used it from that temple. And see, Jesus and his grandmother and all of these high beings, they would go to these different places, and a lot of times, okay, now hopefully I'm not losing some of you, because he teleported to different places, and he was able to get to these different places by using the teleporting method. And if you not know what teleporting is, it's when one is able to pick up their physical body and transport it to another place, to another dimension, and to where they needed to go and where they needed to be. So they use teleporting as a large portion of getting from one place to another. And that was pretty unique, beloved ones, for them to be able to do that. And so Jesus came back and forth, and he was being taught in these temples. And when he was taught in the temples, he learned how to lay his physical bodies down and be able to pick it back up at will. He was able to lay it down and pick it back up at will, because his grandmother taught him to do that. So he was taught the principles of resurrection at a young age by studying in the temples with his grandmother and his father, who took him everywhere. I mean, they traveled all over the world. And so his family, they were just amazing. They were able to go and come as they pleased by using this technique of teleporting, or biocate is another method they use. But they were able to teleport at will. So they went anywhere in the world they chose to have gone at any given time. And then they were there. And when Jesus came back to Bethlehem, he was a teenager. So and when that happened, once he was there, he decided to put together a team of travelers to go with him, because he left again, and that is when he went to the India on another journey, and where he was able to do more studying and learn. But this time he went with his grandmother and his father and his mom and his cousins. A lot of his family members went with him, and they were there to assist him. And that's where he learned to do healing at. That's when he went into the temples in the Himalayas. See, they even have places now up in the Himalayas where there is artifacts and there's inscriptions showing where Jesus was and what he was doing in these temples at all times. So he was teaching there. He had got to the point where he was able to become a teacher at this point, and he was able to raise his body to the point where he was able to teach and to be able to move to a higher state to where he can just come and go and teach as he chose to teach. Okay? So that was beautiful that he was able to do those things. And those were the things that he continued to do and continued to bring about and continues to raise his consciousness to be able to do that until he was ready to come back into the come back into Bethlehem. When he came back into Bethlehem, now I want you to get ready for this one, okay? Jesus got married. Yes, I know this may be a little rough for some of you today, but Jesus actually did get married. Jesus married his childhood love and one of his cousins, Mary Magdalene, okay, who was a light being also. She came here in the same manner that he came here. And she was born in 4 BC, okay? And they adopted 3 children. Oh, boy, this is deep stuff now, beloved one. They adopted 3 children, and they were able to teach these children, and they were able to bring them and bring them up in the way that they came up. And, yes, and one, they would want one to believe that Jesus never had a wife, never got married. But, you know, there you heard stories about Mary Magdalene. Well, guess what? It's true. It's real. Jesus was able to marry, and Jesus was able to bring this Mary Magdalene into his life. And they had these children that they raised and was able to bring them into a higher state of consciousness along with them. Okay? And Jesus' family, like I said, they traveled to the great extensions, and there they were able to go back into the temples. And they went back into the temple, and they went into the Great Pyramid Temple. And this is where the archangels met Jesus again. They came back to teach him about his purpose and what it was for him to do and to be able to bring into the earth realm what he had to do. These archangels, they're the same archangels that brought about the light that brought him into the planet, came back to teach him in the temples of how to lay his physical body down and raise itself. So he learned how to lay his physical body down for days at a time, and he was able to come back and pick his body up. So the resurrection was something, it was nothing strange for Jesus because he was doing this all the time. And Jesus wasn't the only being on the planet that could do that. There were yogis in India and still there that can do that. They can leave their physical bodies and come back and pick them up at will. So it is not that strange of a thing. But Jesus did that. And when he came, when Jesus, once he learned these things, he traveled and became very conscious of all the things that he was aware of and all the things that he needed to be able to give to the world. He came, that's when he came back to Bethlehem. After he traveled around, he even went to China with his strength. They went to China. All these groups, they traveled around. And sometimes they went by caravan, camels, that way. Other times, they didn't have time to do the old slow method. They just teleported to those other places where they needed to be. And that's pretty phenomenal in itself, beloved ones. That's a gift that's very inspiring. Matter of fact, I'm kind of intrigued with it myself. I look forward to wanting to be able to do that technique myself, too. And, I guess I keep working on it, practicing on it, and trying to get to the higher state of consciousness to be able to do it. So that is possible, beloved one. It is possible for you to move your physical bodies from one place to another. Okay? I'm living here in the Phoenix area now, and I was told there is a gentleman that lived in Sedona that was able to teleport himself and his automobile from Sedona to Phoenix at will. I don't know if it's true. I'm just going by what I was told. And I'm not doubting it because there's a very good possibility that that could be true, and that that was actually able to happen. So we can do that, beloved ones. And we need to just work on our whole deal of understanding what was happening. So now Jesus is back in Bethlehem. He starts his ministry, and he gathered up all his disciples. Now, you were told in church that Jesus had 12 disciples. Not true, beloved one. It was actually 144 disciples. 24 of them was his main disciples. And then there were other people who were assistant disciples, but 24 of them. And the 24 of them, Mary Magdalene, all insisted that there was a feminine energy in discipleship. So she wanted all of the 12 to have mates so they could work together to be together, to be able to bring forth this energy and power into the earthly realm. I mean, to be able to help in the healing. And so Jesus taught these disciples how to heal, how to raise the dead, how to do the things that he was conscious and aware of able to do. And these gifts that he had, Jesus taught these disciples to go about and to be able to do this. And so when the powers to be, who became so intimidated because of Jesus' power, they went back and told the Roman government that Jesus was trying to take over, that he was going to be a revolutionary, and he was going to take over the Roman government. And the Romans became very, very frightful of Jesus. And that is when they began to plot his demise. But Jesus had heard about it. He was not afraid of it because he knew what his purpose was. That was his purpose of what he had to go through in order to bring his gift to the world. So we just think, excuse me 1 second, my phone is ringing here. Okay, I'm sorry I didn't turn it off. But anyway, Jesus had to go to these places to be able to do this with the understanding that he now was getting ready to fulfill his earthly purpose. And so he welcomed the Romans to come and do what he needed to do. And so one of his disciples played a very important part of bringing him into bringing the Roman soldiers to bring him to that area to be able to do what he needed to do. So we are so grateful that everything happened. Everything is in divine order, beloved one. That's why I talked to you earlier about not judging, because you don't know the contract. You don't know what the contract was. Judas, the guy who betrayed Jesus, made a contract with Jesus that he would be the one that would bring the soldiers to take him and capture him and take him to that place where he needed to fulfill his purpose and do what he needed to do. So when they came, Jesus was not alarmed. And matter of fact, his disciples wanted to stand up and to fight back. But Jesus did not want that to happen at all, because he knew that if they did that, that would be a problem, because that was not the purpose for them to do, because he needed to fulfill his purpose on coming to earth. So he wanted it to happen. He had no fear of it. So he invited it to happen. So now, Jesus, at this time when Jesus is coming back, see, beloved ones, you heard the saying that Jesus came here to die for your sins. That is further from the truth. I'm sorry to tell you, if you're living a sinful life and you're doing things sinful, calling on Jesus to save you from your sins is not the answer. You are responsible for your own stuff, and you will reap the reward of what you do. Jesus did not come here to do this, okay? Jesus came here for the purpose of bringing love and forgiveness, understanding love and be able to understand, and that's what he taught. That's why when Jesus was on the cross, he said, "Forgive them, for they know what they do." He was talking about the soldiers who killed him. And he, at that time, he wanted to demonstrate the power of forgiveness. that regardless of what someone do to you, what they inflict upon you, you have to be able to willing to forgive. You have to be able to willing to forgive and to be able to take them to another level where you can actually bring about that place and that awareness where they need to be. You, beloved ones, that lesson is for you and I to be able to forgive all for whatever transpired. We have to do that because when you don't forgive, you're not able to move forward. Okay? So, and Jesus, the guy that won the cross from Jesus, they asked for Jesus to give mercy to them, and Jesus showed love to them by asking God to release them and forgive them. And that in that process, he showed love. And these are the things that one of the two things that Jesus came for: forgiveness and for love. And so that whole process, this is what he was demonstrating when he was on the cross: forgiveness and love. Okay. Now, the third and the most important thing that Jesus came here on the planet for all of us to learn was to ascend the fear of death. That was Jesus' main purpose, to come here to teach us that death had no power over your physical body, beloved ones. That the death is just a transformation. Have no fear of death. That you need to learn, and that is the lesson that Jesus needed to bring to us. That's the big one. Death, you have no fear of death. Death is just just another dimension. There's no such thing that you just go from one dimension to another, okay? And so Jesus came here, and that's why he came to do that. And so when he rose and came back, he demonstrated to his disciples and to all others that death could not hold him. That was just a transformation. And that what he was doing, that's why he was willing to go through the process to let all of us know that we too should not fear death and have no thing. You can live your life at a much higher level when you overcome that fear of death. So many people have a fear of death. It is unbelievable. It is totally unbelievable that they are frightened more about death than they are anything else. Beloved ones, release yourself. Just relax, okay? Because that is nothing to fear about, okay? Life, death is just another transition in your growth. Many of you have been here a many times, and you will be here a many more times if you choose to be, based on what your lesson was when you came here, that you was able to learn and to be able to go forward. Okay? So now that's the big reason. That's what the Jesus' purpose was. Not to come to be able that you can sin as much as you want to without having fear, because Jesus had died for you. So that means you can just go be wild as you want to be, and Jesus will absorb all your sins and take away all of your issues of what it is that you did. Yes, you can call upon Jesus now, one of the ascended masters. He's living in that realm. Yes, you can call upon Jesus for healing and anything else you need to call upon. He is there. He's on the other side in the higher realm of beings there, okay? And you can access Jesus today, just like you were able to access him when he was here. You can call upon him, and he will respond to you. Just like the other ascended masters and ascended hosts, Jesus is there to support us. And so that is the thing that Jesus was mostly came here for, beloved ones. And so that's the story. That's the story that the church forgot to tell you, or the church did not want to tell you. They wanted to keep you hooked up, making you think that you had to operate and live a certain way because you had to be fearful of death. And if they fear you of death, that tell you that someone else had to come and sacrifice you, they control you. They control you with the fear of death. They control you with the fear of death. Break loose, understand, have no fear. You are pure spirit, you're pure energy, and you're not going to die. Your physical body would take on a new transformation, but you will not die in the form of what society has told you that's the way it is. It's not that kind of thing. So we want to thank you I'm grateful, and I was able to get through, able to bring about most of the important points to be able to do what I needed to do. And some of the things, I actually left some of the things out because I realized that I could get through, and I wanted to just sort of get to the main points of what I needed to for you to understand and to have a full understanding. At some point, I may do the show over again, but that was the main purpose. And hopefully that you are all fully aware now, and that you will do your own research. Go back and look up Saint Anna, Jesus' grandmother, because she was something else, boy. She was something else. She was the first one that took him into those temples to get him that knowledge that he needed to be able to do what he needed to do and to be able to buy Kate and to teleport to wherever they wanted to go and wherever they wanted to be, because she came here with that knowledge and she had the light to be able to do that. So, you know, beloved ones, you never know who shows up in your lights and your life. So we're grateful, we're thankful, and we're just going to give God the glory and power. We thank you, God, for allowing us to be able to have this message, to bring this message today. And hopefully those who were meant to hear it was on the air, and those who were able to listen in. If you want to be able to listen into the show again, it's all archived, and you can go back and hear the show over again, okay, if you want to tell someone else about the show. So anyway, hopefully you were able to gain something from this, and I'm sort of committed to bringing you subjects now that's deep in the understanding and wisdom and knowledge. We're probably going to be talking about reincarnation in the next show or two, and we're going to also be talking about your purpose. You see, because each one of us have a purpose. Each one of us have a reasoning for being here. And sometimes it takes us longer to determine what our purpose are than we know. But once we determine our purpose, then we have a clear understanding that you know which direction to go. Boy, I fought this thing about doing the ministry thing for many years, although I knew this what I wanted to do, what I needed to do. And so now I'm grateful that I found my purpose, and this is what I'll do for the rest of my days, is to try to share and bring God's word to the best of my knowledge and the best that God will allow me to be a vessel and allow it to come through. So in closing, we want to do a prayer, but hey, you can go to my website, www.theholisticministry.com. You got to put the in first, and holistics with an H, ministry. You can leave me a message. You can make a donation. It's up to you. But I'm grateful that you were able to tune in today, and hopefully you were able to learn a little something different than what you were aware of and what your knowledge was. Like I said, a lot of the people today are into metaphysics and spirituality, so some of the things I'm just reminding some of you of. Some of you, this was totally new. But anyway, I'm grateful. Father, Mother, God, we give thanks and gratitude for this day, knowing that all is well. I thank you, God, for allowing me to be the vessel to deliver this word. I thank you, God, for giving me full understanding of who and whom I am to be able to do this work. I thank you, God, for all those beloved listeners out there who were in tune and who were aware and consciousness. And I ask you, God, to be with them, put them in your white light of protection from the top of their heads to the bottom of their feet, that you keep them safe and keep them, let them know that they too are masters. They too are ascended one. They too are the Christ. They have that energy and power. They are one with you. They are not detached, but they are all one together. You, I, God, we are all the same. Thank you, God, for waking us up and taking us into a new paradigm shift. And we thank you, God, as we move into this higher level and higher realm, that we will be continue to move and continue to have full understanding of our powers, that we will no longer be victims but victors, and that we will see and understand, and we will no longer have fear of that which we were so frightened about, that we have, that death has no sting, and that too we will move forward. We will now live our lives with full of vigor and understanding, and have no worries about what the hereafter would be, because we too are in control of our destinies. So thank you for opening us up. Thank you for all the listeners and all that is there. all is well, and so it is. Hey, beloved ones, come back next week, bring a friend, join me again. I am so grateful, and so it is. Amen.